That if anyone has any pain in inner side of body that is not visible from outside, we give anything pralep, you know,
some balm,
like balm,
ointment.
Any ointment they get from outside. But if it is not so, then another medicine can be given for drinking air. So first, ointment should be given. There is tap in Gopi's heart. So pralep, what is pralep? Pralep is that Krishna lotus feet is pralep for them. So they want to do pralep. And all I've explained, which are not also in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I have explained. He has given this look that yatte sujata charanam varuham tanesu bhitashvanai yadi bhimam karkasesu tena samim atasya katabasa tena kumshat kurpad bhidhramat dhir bhaujas samim. He is telling that the meaning of this slok in short is that yatte sujata charanam varuham. You know that your Lord's feet is so soft and our breath is so much hard. But yet we do eat charanam varuham bhitasanai. By stirring very gently and softly eat it. So that you should not have any pain. But they do it for the Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna. So, yacharanam varuhas bhutasanai pariyadadhimahi parkasesu tenam atasi atase jathatena kumse. They are quarreling with their minds, gopis. One slok is also in we will hire. Panath dehi panath yes that kalilatang mana antagatthati. In that slok also they are quarreling with men. Mind is telling, oh Agya Gopi, why you are bothering uselessly? Krishna is not blind. He has eyes. He goes in forests and on mountains. He sees where there are thorns, where there are sticks, where there are so many things. So he would go by seeing here there is no all these things. Where there are grass, he will keep it. Then gopis are telling, O Durbuddhe. Durbuddhe means? Durbuddhi means?
Bad
बुद्धि दुर्बुद्धि यू डोंट थिंक यू थिंक दैट ऑल काउज विल गो इन ए स्ट्रेट लाइन वेर देर आर नो थॉन्स एंड वेर देर ओनली ग्रीन ग्रासेस देर विल दे विल गो दे यूजली गो टू बैड रास्ता where there is up and down, so thorns and so stone
feet,
and they can steer. Then, when so many arguments are there, we will take it, then we will read these slokes. Then at last, they did Sulahnama.
Compromise.
And anyhow, we will go there. So, Mani is thinking that best to keep it very gently so that Krishna's face does not feel any warm or anything. So, this is love. But they are told, Sirasidhehina Si Karagraham. Sirasidhehina Si Karagraham. First of Madhur. First
sloka.
Virasita Abhiman. In that sloka. Sirasi Dehina. Here Sirasi means singular number. Sirasi Dehina. No? Singular number. Here singular number means they are telling that one of us, one head, you should keep your one hand. One hand and one. But here they are telling that kuni kuche sunaha. Kuche means lakh and lakh kuchesu. Not singular but plural number. Why here? Plural. They are out of senses. It's sense. What to say or what to not to say. Anything which comes out of their mouth, they are saying. And when have some knowledge, chetana, jnana, then they think that Krishna should put up on all gopis because we are all sakhi. And when they have some secular for their swarth for one, Sirasidhena, only to my head, they forgetting that all sakhis are there. But today.
We have finished seven.
Seven.
I had a question about it. A little bit of a different topic.
What?
It's more a problem. But I find that in dealing...
Do you have any program? What is local will do? Eight? Madhuraya Gira बल्बु बात्यया बुधमनो भया उक्तरेक्षण विधि करीमा दीरमुहियति अधर से धुना पायजस्वन मधुरया गिरा बल्बु बात्यया
Budhamanu Uskare Vidikarima Diramuhiyati Adharasi Dhamma Payayasvanaha
Madhuraya. Sari state Gira. Gira means Vani. What you tell, so speak. Balgu Bhakya. Balgu Bhakya means Manohar Vakya. Manohar? You want to read?
Here it says Balgu, charming.
You can read?
Bhakya, yeah.
All, you can read this one, Chakravarti Thakur.
Sure. Bhaktiya, by your word, by your word, Buddha, to the intelligent, Mano Naya, attractive, Pushkara, lotus,
Ikshana,
you whose eyes, Vidikari, maid servant.
Not maid servant here. Vidhi means Vidikari means Agyakari. Vidhi means what you will tell, you will do all. Vidhi means Agya order.
Obedient.
Vidhi kari. Obedient Basi Viya. Maid servant.
Imaha.
This.
Vira. O hero. Muyati. Becoming bewildered.
What is the meaning?
Moha.
Confused.
Moha.
Adara.
What is called Moha?
No, Moha is illusion.
Illusion. Means? If anyone becomes Moha, then what is the symptom? Moha?
Yes.
Moha. You will not understand anything what is good or bad. Or moments he cannot do anything. Mohagrasta. Like Arjun became Mohagrasta in battle. When he went in the middle of the Mohagrasta. What to do, what not to do, Mahagra. Mahiyati. Even at the tenth point, you know? Dasam Dasa. As death. Up to death. Murcha. Moha means Murcha also. Murcha. Senseless. No. Then?
Adara. Of your lips. Sinduna. With the nectar. Abhyaya. Please restore to life.
Please return to life.
Naha,
Translation.
O lotus-eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words attract the mind of the intelligent. Our dear hero, please restore us our dear hero, please restore us, your maidservant, back to life with the nectar of your lips.
What do you understand by this? Oh, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation?
No, no.
Anubhav. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
My dear gopis, my dear, dear gopis, who are the only darlings of my life.
Krishna is telling.
Oh, jewel-like lovers, I cannot be indifferent to you, who are my only reason for living. My dear maid servant, how can you lose faith in me, who am perpetually bound up by the golden cord of your pure love? Please trust me and understand me to be like a chunk of brilliant gold caught in the palms of your hand.
Mane? Understanding? Okay.
Hearing these words of his, other gopis speak. The voice which is sweet on account of manifesting syllables expressive of sweetness, which is wonderful to hear, and in which are words with which wonderfully denote tender objects of reference. By hearing that voice which understands well, those who are intelligent, who are expert in conjugal affairs, namely, these maidservants of yours are becoming bewildered.
A long sentence without the subject beginning.
They are becoming bewildered by their excessive relishing of your sweetness. Please, once again, restore them to life with the nectar of your lips. Or, alternatively, let us, who are becoming bewildered, drink the nectar of your lips. In other words, please make us even more bewildered.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's viewpoint is this. We should know, if you tell me, Vaishnava Toshin.
That is all that is given here. We do not have Jiva Goswami's comments.
But I am touching something which is extra.
You want to speak something further on what Vishwanath Chakravarti said?
So everything has been told, but
the gopis asking Krishna to increase their love by bewildering them more, not wake them up.
Madhureya Gira. Or Adhar Siddhuna, there are two words. What do you think about them? Satsarup Maharaj?
What do I think about? What's two words? Madhureya Gira?
Madhureya Gira. By which they have been bewildered. And now they want Adhara Siddhu. Both are same or anything other? Is there any difference between two?
Between the voice and the word? Difference between the voice and the word?
No. I'm telling if there is any difference between Madhureya Gira and Adhara Siddhuna.
One is his words have bewildered them, sweet words, and they're asking for a difference for their
life. Adhar Siddhuna, Adhar Siddhuna, they're also, the words are also like Amrita. What they want?
I don't think they want only words. They want something more.
But
they want that Krishna should embrace them, perhaps
the nectar of your lips.
They're asking,
kissing.
I think that is also nectar.
The word.
Sweet word. Perhaps he is again. They are again begging bad thing.
More words.
More words.
How are they expecting the words that have caused bewilderment?
Anything has been written in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur here? And in what is?
In that sentence where that difficult sentence you did. Yeah, it seems that they want both. Either one will be all right.
Morning.
Huh?
Morning.
More nectar.
Perhaps you have
more at higher ambition.
It seems that you have something that you are holding back.
Yeah. What Gopijan is thinking? So Vishwanatha Chakravarti has told that anyone can know if gopis can have their, if Gopika has done any kripa, mercy, then anyone can. So they have told like so, if Rasik Vaishnav is there, he can go in deep also, anything more.
So therefore we are...
We are saying there is not any here. If there is anything here, we are searching. Telling that Ananta, Krishna Mukhe, Krishna, they have heard Madhura Yagira. What Madhura Yagira? What are these Madhura Yagira? By that they have drunk, or they used to drink Sidhu, Amrita, Vachana Sudha, Madhura Yagira. Here, by hearing the words of Krishna, very sweet, melodious, with so many alankar, literary alankar, and very sweet, having so many arts, so many meanings. He will give something. They became mohagrasta, bewildered. They became bewildered. And they again prayed Krishna to give that nectar again. They are telling to Krishna that our this moha, bewilderment, moha, is a very, what, rogue, very, that cannot be cannot be cured by any other means. We have so much been bewildered that we have been so much a rogagrasta. Rogagrasta?
Disease.
That any doctor, anyone, by any medicine,
we cannot be cured. Only you are that Vaidya, and one medicine is there, that other Siddhi. If you give, then we can be cured. They want that moha, wilderness is so sick. So again they want to be moha-grasta. So they are telling, asking that it cannot be cured without that nectar. At first, they have asked Krishna, prayed Krishna, to give your lotus feet on our breast as a pralay. Ointment, like ointment. Because there was so much tap in that moha by taking the nectar of his words. It became more and more tap here. So they wanted to take the lotus feet of Krishna here for as a pradesh. Pradesh means ornament by from outside. Now the disease came so rapidly, so more and more by that pradesh. When they sigh, they again are praying that pralep will not do, ointment will not do. You should give us any drinking medicine. So, understand?
Yeah. Do they want to drink through their ears, this new medicine?
He has not written, we will see that what they want. They will not be satisfied by this, anything. They want that perhaps anything more. Madhuraya is beginning that sloka, Madhuraya Gira. We are like to die, moha-grasta, by hearing your words. So you should give us your other nectar, lips, the nectar of your lips. Otherwise we will die. Why you will die? If Krishna asks him, them, then they are telling that when we remember your words, so sweet, so soft, and so arthabhyanjak. Arthabhyanjak means so many different meanings, and these meanings have three kinds of also meaning. Like, what is this tune in the bird? The meaning depends on the tune of words. You are not a thief. This means that you are not a thief. You are not a thief. What is the meaning?
You are a thief.
You are not a thief? So, every meaning depends on the tune which is behind in this world. So, there may be several tunes and several meanings. But what is really the original person has written,
like Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, or anything. What is his tone? How it can be known? If anyone has read his book through him, then he can know what is the mood, tune, and then what is that also. So when Krishna told anything to Uddhava to tell gopis that Sandesh, the words have so many meanings. So Uddhava did not know what is the object of Krishna by telling this Sandesh, and what gopis understood by that thing, and Uddhava was somewhat, he was knowing the meaning of these words, but it may be other things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told 64 kinds of meanings of Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirganthap Irukhana. He could invest only 6 kinds of meaning that Sarvam Bhattacharya, best pandit in whole world at that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him so many meanings. But all meanings are not in a one mood. Several moods and several type of tunes. So here he is telling that what you have uttered before, what he has uttered, here he is telling that. Swagatam go Mahabhaga. Karmani kim. You remember this word and this slok? When they heard the very lotus sixth tune of Bansi, they gave up all their duties and tasks, at once came how they were at that time. Suddenly they come. Krishna told them that Swagatam O Mahabhaga Priya Kim Karmani. Here, what is the meaning? O Mahabhaga. Why Krishna told them Mahabhaga? We will have to consider from what happened and what is going to be happening. Krishna has told afterward that you should at once go to your husband. And this is the duty of a chastoman, that he should serve in any way to their husband. Whether their husbands are good or bad or anything, by their face, by their quality, whether they are poor or they rich or anything, whether they are lame or very beautiful or anything, they should serve. It is dharma. So why he is telling now here Mahabhaga Karmani Kim, and after that he told like so. So what is the mole object of Krishna hidden behind here? Why he is telling Mahabhaga? Understand? Why he Krishna told Mahabhaga? We can tell anything to our level. What can be that level? How Mahabhaga? Yashoda has been told Mahabhaga, Yashoda Devi. Nanda Baba is also told Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga.
Nanda Kim Aparo Gandham Siyaiva Mahabhaga.
Yashoda is told Mahabhaga here. Yeah. So what is he has done that he is called Mahabhaga? And what, why Krishna is telling them Mahabhaga? Because Krishna being a Brahma, Param Brahma, Supreme Godhead, Yashoda has given him his breast. And he has done nourishment to Krishna. Krishna could not do any nourishment for himself. He did so much. And being Brahma, he was drinking and drinking and drinking that milk. And he knows that Krishna knows nothing. He is quite agya, ignorant in all respects. If I can, I will not support and nourish, then he may die. He thinks like, and that is why he has been told Mahabhaga. Here also, gopis are satisfying Krishna in so many ways and will satisfy further. Gopis are the best chudamani of bhakti, or they are chudamani amongst all Brajavasi. And how they can serve in so ways that anyone cannot serve Krishna in that. So Krishna is realizing this and telling that, O Mahabhava. And after that he took pariksha, pariksha, examination, whether they can pass or not pass. But they were the level of, so high level that examining Krishna, Krishna is not reaching to that level what the student has written.
He cannot test them. No.
He became astonished, ashcharyachakit ho gaya.
Surprised.
He was going to take examination, but he was bewildered. He could not. So he is telling that they have come learning everything anyone cannot do. So he is telling Mahabhaga. So here he is telling. O Mahabhaga, Swagatam, Su Agatam, have you come? Two minutes, sir. You are not welcome. Everything is right in your home. Everyone is, no hat, any accident. Have Bakasura has come, or Aghasura you have seen, or any demon has come, and you are coming just now, waiting here, and so in such a condition that everything is upset. Swagatam is questioning the gopis. Suagatam or not Suagatam? Swagatam, O Mahabhaga. Anything has been happened in your house that you are coming? Is your father, mother, or husband, anything has been attacked by them? Or anything, a storm has come? Or any vanya has come?
Flood.
Flood or anything? Fire has come? So he is there. Here is one thing Krishna has desired to do vilas with gopis. Gopis has also desired to belongs with Krishna. Krishna wants their happiness and they want their happiness, because they are first class of samanjasa and samartha. They are samartharati. But here also, like worldly terms, worldly things, Krishna is wanting that they should tell first that we want this. And they are wanting that Krishna has called us, he should tell first what he wants. They both want to enjoy that thing that Krishna should tell first, and gopis want that Krishna wants that it should come out from the heart and mouth of gopis. So both are watching and awaiting. So su agatam for this.
Both sides are wanting that they should receive their idea first.
This. And that is so lovely for each other to express. But prem is so deep that at first we have read that if it is told that I love you, I cannot live without you, if it is expressed, then everything goes out. It lives in the heart of Nayak and Nayika both as a pradeep, lamp. If that lamp is within home, in heart home, in Nayak or Nayika, it gives so good light without trembling and straight. But if it is kept on the door, then air comes and it is likely to be extinguished.
Is this true of a devotee's feeling? Or in a devotee, even on sadhaka stage, if he expresses his feeling,
it has burned in Bhakti Goswami Sindhu. It is like karpur,
camphor.
Yes. If you tell that, I am chanting so much, I love Krishna, I have bhakti, then at once it will go out.
What about if a sadhaka speaks with another sadhaka, explaining the realization he has to the other sadhaka? Is it all right, or does it mean that the realization will become less?
The realization is this. Realization is this. But he will tell that, oh, I have no prema gandha. Oh, kya hai prema gandha sinap me haro. Certainly he will tell. This is experience. When I see whether there is bhakti in me or not, then I see actually that no smell of gandha bhakti, even sadhan bhakti also. When I chant in Harinam, not a single name becomes a real name, pure name, because it has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if anyone had no tears in his eyes, no hair melted, and if he is taking name, then it means that he is taking name with offense. But so much effort. Krishnam kare aparadhir vichar. Aparadhir, Krishnam bolile aparadhir na hai vichar. Koti janna jabhi kare samanakritam, tabotana paaye Krishna pade prema. When we remember this verse, and when we do vichar means when we do consideration further, it's Shuddha Naam, pure Naam, I'm doing or not. Pure Naam means that Naam and Nami both are one. No? I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Guru told me that you are Agya. You are not qualified, you should not read Vedanta. But only chant this mantra. And gave Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Ayuva Kevalam. Kalau nasteva nasteva gati ramyatha. Then he gave me a mantra, Gopala mantra. And you should take it that it is equivalent to Krishna. Krishna is this mantra. You have no sandeha.
No doubt.
No doubt at all. Then, as my Gurudev told, I began to do. In no time, I saw that a very little, very beautiful a Gopal Balak came in my sight. And I ran after him to that hole. But he went on hiding himself. Then I ran, and then I was to court, but he vanished at once. I fell down. So I weep bitterly, and if he gives darshan, then I began to laugh. So many stages come. This is the real me. But I am saying that about 50 years I passed by doing name, chanting name. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva, but I see that no Guru Seva. Everything. But I like that all should tell me.
Yes.
Pure and
offer respect and obeisance.
Vaishnava, I want. I don't want that any should tell me that my bad quality. If I have all quality, bad quality. That if anyone describes, then I become so furious. So by seeing all these things, I think that I'm beautiful. And that is why Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur, being pure devotees, what to pure devotees, they were Siddha. But yes, they are there. Kaam ko dhir dāsa ya tārla ki dhari. He has written a very good song. Kya chhe, keno āchhaye prāṇ, ki sukh lāgiyā, Narottam dās keno. Purapahun na bhajiyam. Very pathetic thing. But reading yet these kirtan songs, no line comes here. No repentance, nothing.
What to do?
What to do? But I see you are serving your Guru. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Tears of horror come out of my eyes, like clouds of rain.
I see that the women in Mathura and Vrindavan, when they hear Hari Katha, they begin to be so bitter. Then I think that, oh, how beautiful and how advanced they are. Certainly they are as well. And they come to us that I am ready to give my anything to you. You should give me Krishna bhakti. And they have so much belief in us. We can cheat them and we cheat them. Oh, I am giving you Harinam and Diksha. But have you these things to give them? Then I see that I am zero cipher to give them. Sitting and blocking. What to do? If Narottam Thakur has told. He has sang a kirtan. Hey, Gopinath, amito kamero das. He has told. He has told mithya or right. What is it? Understand? He has told mithya? I think that they have told true. When bhakti comes and comes slowly, then all these things, he really fills and sees his heart. That no bhakti. They do comparison with Mahabhava, Srimati Radhika and Gopi's prem, and their prem is where? No prem, nothing. They are in sadhana bhakti. They are really then things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written an explanation of any book, of commentary book of Nyaya. No? And also that Raghunath Bhat, he has also, Raghunandan, he has written. He was in an idea that I have done it most beautifully. In whole world, this explanation is best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also written, and they were going in a boat. He told that I have written. He told that I have written. In curiosity, he told that you should show me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. He has nothing here to escape. No. Chipane ki koi baat nahi thi. To conceal anything. His heart was pure, but he has something. So, when he saw and he began to read. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once knew this and fell in the Ganges. So, for Mahaprabhu it is nothing. But when we do comparison with us, that thing, then we will know that by comparison he knew that this is best and myself is so lowered. So, we are doing chanting and doing everything Krishna bhajan, but when you comparison with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, in comparison we will see we are not even a particle of bhakti. Yes? Compare your bhakti with your Gurudev in any way. Yes? Can you imagine? In any way? But if you are not comparison, then, I am. When comparison comes, then we see that, where I am. Really. When we do comparison with other who has gone up, then we will be so. And if no comparison, I am so bhakta, I am doing prasad. More than Gurudev I am doing. I have heard that any disciple is telling that whatever Gurudev has done, they have done more than me. He has gone in 50 countries, I have gone 62 countries. So when we do comparison with the devotees were in good and best level, then we can realize. Then we will be in a position to tell the fact that if this can do, only Madhyama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikari can
do.
This, he can think like so. That I am never worthless with comparison. third class, the Kanishtha Adhikari cannot do, imagine. And Uttam Adhikari, he will say that all in this world, everyone greater than me. They are all my gurus. Uttam Adhikari. If he makes any disciple, initiation he gets, then he comes in middle Madhyamadhikari shishya. So, we were discussing about
that if it comes out of the mouth, the love.
If it comes out of mouth, I love you, I cannot live without you, then it goes distinct, bijata. And it is third class pain. But yet, Nat wants to hear it very lovely and like madhu and amrita, nectar. Sishu tells first. And Naika wants to drink this nectar, that he should tell. Both are very deep. But here Gopi